This is Lindsay Dunn, editor of Becker's Hospital Review. Today I am pleased to be joined by David Foster, lead scientist of the Center for Healthcare Analytics at Truven Health, and Brian Waterman, senior product marketing manager at Truven Health. Today we will be discussing socioeconomic factors related to readmissions and how access to data can help achieve and maintain organization-wide improvement. David and Brian, thank you for taking the time to speak with me this morning and share your expertise with our readers.
Well, it's certainly our pleasure to be here.
So the first question that I'd like to explore is, what is your perception about the role and importance of socioeconomic factors in predicting 30-day readmissions?
Hi, this is Dave. I'm trained in epidemiology, and epidemiologists have a long and illustrious record of adjusting for the usual suspects. Generally, those are considered things like age, sex, sometimes race. But the idea is to achieve fair comparison. If we have a population of older people in a hospital and we're comparing that with a population of younger people in another hospital, if we just look at the raw mortality rates, we'll find that the hospital with the older patients has higher mortality. The same thing could be said for readmission, and indeed the CMS methodologies for readmissions do take age into account as well as gender, but they don't take race or SES into account, and it's kind of a philosophical issue. The chief rationale for not taking it into account is that it may be associated with the type of health care that's being provided, and if we adjust out for things like that, then we'll lose our ability to examine them. So there's really two aspects to the importance of socioeconomic factors in predicting 30-day readmissions. From purely a predictive standpoint, adding more information into the model does help. And we've demonstrated that the variation in hospital-specific readmission rates diminished after including socioeconomic adjustment factors, and there have been other researchers who have shown the same thing. Brian, you did a study recently where you found a reduction in variation across hospital readmission rates once you adjusted for some socioeconomic factors.
Yes, I did indeed. In the study, we looked at Missouri hospitals. You know, the bottom line is that there's no doubt that SES factors have predictive value around understanding readmissions, regardless of what your view is from a hospital penalty standpoint. For those that are looking to improve performance on readmissions, being able to look beyond the scope of the hospital to socioeconomic effect clearly represents important information related to readmission.
Thank you. I think you both did a great job of describing why these SES factors are so linked to 30-day readmissions rate. Why do you think that the right data and tools to identify and impact avoidable readmissions are important?
It's impossible to intervene if you don't have good information. It really boils down to that, not just in the context of readmissions, but having worked in this area with hospitals and having worked in hospitals myself for more than a decade, whether you're trying to impact mortality or complication rate or length of stay or readmission rate, if you can't get a good picture of what's going on, you're going to be struggling. And in this business, it's difficult to acquire good information on these kinds of things. If you're doing a true epidemiologic study that has the kind of methodological rigor of a controlled clinical trial, where you have a very tight control over what's going on, then you can generate very accurate and precise information out of those kinds of studies. But in this business, we're mainly looking at administrative data. There's a lot of issues with administrative data that have to do with things like coding variation across providers, the lack of good clinical content within the data, the possibility of misclassification due to inaccuracy in the data, and so on and so forth. It's really been a work in progress over the past couple of decades in this business playing field. Brian, you probably have some thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I would add, without good information, you can simply end up focusing your limited quality improvement resources on factors that aren't really the drivers of the problem that you're trying to solve. And in that case, your reporting is basically hurt by the quality of your information rather than helped by it. And in a time when we're actually trying to both improve quality and reduce costs while taking better care of populations of patients, it's critical that we focus our resources where it's going to count.
So when considering the use of SCS factors in readmission reporting, what information or measures are available, and what, if any, challenges exist around obtaining and using these measures?
I think that this is a great question. I think that as I have delved into this area, it's been somewhat enlightening over the years to realize just really the dearth of information that is available to most hospitals around socioeconomic factors. So, and it's important to note, hospitals in their UB04 billing data do not currently collect a standard set of socioeconomic factors. And hospitals that do collect them don't necessarily collect a complete set, or if they do, they don't necessarily collect this information on everybody, or don't necessarily collect it completely. So in the absence of really more or less a standard set of factors that you're going to look at and routine reporting, particularly among your disadvantaged populations where this information is probably both individually and culturally more sensitive, it becomes really, really challenging to collect this information in a meaningful way that doesn't occur as intrusive and in a way that could actually be used across hospitals in a way that would be fair. Put simply, incorporating information about communities can start to provide at least a high-level estimate about where socioeconomic factors may be a really, really important driver in excess readmissions that are occurring.
And what suggestions do you both have around reporting and analytics to support hospitals in reducing these avoidable 30-day readmissions?
Regardless of what may or may not be true or philosophical position about the use of socioeconomic factors, incentive models, or in reporting related to hospital incentives around quality. Regardless of that, research has clearly indicated that socioeconomic factors predict risk of readmission. For this reason, I personally would just recommend that hospitals consider the use of enhanced reporting, and enhanced reporting that includes SES factors to be used in tandem with whatever other surveillance they're using.
Well, thank you, David and Brian, for your time and insight. To learn more about the research products and services from Truven Health Analytics related to readmissions, please visit truvenhealth.com/reduce-readmissions. If you have any feedback on this program or requests for future podcast topics, please email me at ldunn@beckershealthcare.com. And please make sure to regularly visit Becker's Hospital Review at www.beckershospitalreview.com for the latest business, legal, and clinical news and guidance for hospitals and health systems. Thank you for joining us.